and Harp.
And we're here with your Culips English Learning Podcast.
Make sure you check out our website, culips.com. That's C-U-L-I-P-S.com. There, you can find all our older episodes, and you can also become a member.
And when you're a member, you have transcripts to all of our episodes. And having the transcripts only helps you understand our podcast better. You'll also have more explanations to the expressions that we use during our episodes, and you'll even have a quiz to test yourself. So check out becoming a member, and if you're interested, you can see a sample on our website.
Yes, and also we're on Facebook, so if you're on Facebook, like us and say hi.
Yes, say hi. So today we're going to do a chatterbox episode, and that's where Harp and I chat about all kinds of different stuff. And today we're going to be chatting about buying a home. Now, if you've been a Culips listener for a while, you may remember that Harp talked about looking to buy because she was looking to buy a condo. And she has purchased a condo. So, Harp, you're going to tell us a little bit about the whole process you've gone through, right?
Yes, exactly. We'll break it down into sections, and I'll talk about looking for the condo, the actual buying process, and finally renovating and moving in.
Right. And even if you're not learning English as a second language, this could be an educational podcast if you've never bought a home.
Yeah, because it is quite a stressful process and there's lots you need to know.
And I'm sure you're learning as you go.
Definitely.
Okay, so first let's talk about buying a home. So I know that you were interested in looking for condos. So how did you go about looking for a place to buy?
Well, for me, in the beginning, I was looking at condos all around Montreal. I was so open to the areas, but really it's just exhausting. So I had to narrow my search down. I decided where I wanted to live. And in Canada, there are a lot of really good websites where you can search houses that are on sale or condos that are on sale. So I was working with a real estate agent for a little bit and then on my own a little bit as well. And I would find listings and then they would have pictures and they would have the dimensions of the condo and the price and all that information. And we would schedule a visit and I would go see them.
One little thing I want to point out is that often we call a place where someone lives a house. It might be a house, but it might be an apartment or a condo. I don't know why we do this, but any place, any home that someone has, sometimes we just call it a house. So if we start calling Harp's condo a house, it's not because it turned into a house, but it's just because it's the place where Harp lives, and it's just a habit to naturally call it a house.
Good point.
So, Harp, when you were looking around, what kind of things were you looking for in a home?
Well, I had my basics. I wanted 2 bedrooms. I was really hoping for an open concept. I really, really wanted something that had the Montreal charm. You know, like the stained glass windows, the old moldings, nice wood floors. But in the end, I didn't get it.
So what kind of things, or how many things did you have to compromise on when you finally found a place?
The character was the big thing that I compromised on. I ended up buying a newer condo rather than an older place that had character.
I always think that that would be tough because you have such an idea of what you want. And when it comes down to it, you rarely ever get everything you want. You always have to compromise on some aspects, right?
Definitely. And this isn't the only house or home I'm ever going to have in my life. So it fit a lot of the check marks, or it fit a lot of the points. And I'm really happy that I picked this one.
Good. What's your favorite feature about the place that you've actually found?
I love its location. It's exactly where I wanted to live. It's in the neighborhood that I like. It's close to everything. It's within walking distance of my work. It's close to the metro. It's really central. There's also restaurants and coffee shops. It's fun.
Hey, good. It is important to like the place where you live too.
Yeah, and the location I wanted, there weren't very many condos there, so that's why I had to give up on the character if I wanted to stay there.
So how long were you looking and how many places did you visit before you finally lucked out?
I was looking for a couple of months, but I visited a lot of places. I think I saw 25, maybe 30 different condos. It was quite exhausting to have to see different places, and sometimes you would forget what the first one looked like. It wasn't easy.
I'm sure there were some that you saw and you were sure that you never wanted to live there.
Yeah, some that I never wanted to step foot in again because the layout was bad. Some had no closet space. Some were just ugly. It was interesting. There were a lot of different ones that were bad for different reasons.
So the place that you ended up buying, was it the first place that you were really interested in?
It was actually the second one that I loved. The first one had more character and it was really cute, but I didn't get it. I made an offer, but I didn't get that one.
Okay, so it's also possible that you could put an offer in and for whatever reason, the owner could reject it.
Yeah, definitely that can happen. I think it happens to almost everyone who tries to buy a house that they lose their first or second ones.
So what set this place apart? The place that you eventually ended up going with?
It had the two bedrooms. It had a decent sized bathroom. It had the open concept that I wanted. And again, the location was fantastic.
Very nice. Okay, so we've already started talking about it a little bit. You did find a condo. You have bought a place. So can you tell us a little bit about what the buying process entails?
It's quite intense. There's a lot of legal documents to fill out. And what happened with me is the condo I found on my own. So I used the real estate agent of the seller. I used the same agent that they were using. And so I saw the place, I loved it. And the next day I put in an offer. And there was a list price, but I decided to go lower. I put in the offer and you have to fill out 8, 9, 10 legal pages of the price that you're putting in. It's just a lot of legal pages, a lot of legal wording. And my real estate agent was really good and explained everything to me. And then you wait. And that's stressful.
How long do you wait for, or how long did you wait for?
I put a 24-hour notice, so this time was much shorter, but my first offer that I put on the condo that I lost, we had put 72 hours, and that was the longest 72 hours ever.
So then this time you decided to make it shorter so you wouldn't have to put yourself through pain and agony.
Exactly. 24 hours is enough for them to decide.
All right, and so they decided right away, or?
Nope, they counter-offered. So they gave me a lower price, not as low as I wanted, but I still tried to negotiate a little bit more. So again, you wait 24 hours. I put in a counter offer to their counter. And finally, after 3 days, we had closed the deal.
Hey, that's great. And I'm sure by then you were very excited.
Very, very excited. But then you've bought the house, but there's still all this other stuff you have to do.
So what's all the other stuff you had to take care of?
Well, the first thing is that my offer was conditional on a house inspection. So I had to find a house inspector, set an appointment. The house inspector came and looked at the house. And let me tell you, that is not a fun experience. I've spoken to many of my friends who have gone through that. And it's tough because they're telling you every small little thing that is wrong with the condo, with the building. And they're doing it for your own safety so you know what you're buying. But it's stressful.
I'm sure it ends up sounding very negative too because they're telling you all this bad information.
I know. After I got the report, I was thinking, do I still want to buy it? Is this a bad purchase? But in reality, there were very few things that couldn't be fixed easily.
Oh, that's good. That's good. So anything else you had to take care of?
Yep. I had to set up my mortgage, put my down payment in, and then finally sign the papers at the notary. It took 2 weeks to do this whole process.
Okay. So now it sounds like you went through the whole process. You finally got the keys, and now it's yours.
I wish it was that easy. I wish it was all renovated and ready to move in, but I saw the potential in my condo, but it required a lot of work, a lot of renovations.
Okay, so now you're doing a lot of stuff to change the condo to make it your own.
Exactly, and I thought it was going to be a piece of cake. Quick renovations, it was going to be mine, I could move in. But I ended up taking 4 weeks to fix it completely.
So, what did you do? What are your renovations?
Well, I ripped out all the floors. There was hardwood, but it was really old and ugly and it couldn't be fixed. The ceramic was really ugly. I ripped out the bathroom completely and put in a new bathroom. I painted and I changed some small features. For the bathroom, I even put a new bathtub, a new sink. I used the old toilet. It was really new. But I changed pretty much everything in there. I'll put some pictures on our Facebook page. I took some before and after shots.
That must be fun to see the before and after.
Yep, but it was a lot of work.
So have you done any of the renovations yourself?
I'm not very good at things like that, but I did a little bit. But I had a lot of friends who helped me out with renovations, so it was wonderful. And I had a really good contractor who did a lot of the work for me. So some of my friends came and one of my friends came and ripped out the whole bathroom. He pulled out the tub. He took out the vanity. He ripped all the walls off. So now it was down to the studs. Another friend came and actually rented a jackhammer to take the ceramic tiles off because they were glued to the concrete floor. And let me tell you, I think my neighbors don't like me very much.
I can imagine how much noise that would make and even shaking.
Yeah, the building's really secure and really strong and all the walls are concrete and all the floors are. So it didn't shake much, but the noise was crazy. You could hear it from a block away because all the windows were open. Oh, it was so noisy. I felt bad, but at least it was a beautiful day so people could go outside.
And it was done within one day.
Yeah, exactly. It took a couple hours to do that.
Well, it's not so bad then.
Yeah, so I was really thankful that I had a lot of friends who helped me out.
It's nice to be able to do some of the renovations yourself because it helps to cut the costs. I know that, well, of course, buying a house and then doing renovations on top of it can be quite expensive.
Yeah, that was the most stressful thing. It cost an arm and a leg. I really didn't like watching my bank accounts very quickly empty themselves. Also, I had a really good contractor who came after my friend's help with the renovations, and he put it all back together, and it looked beautiful.
Now, the next step is actually moving in.
Yep. And again, something I can't do too much of myself, because a lot of the pieces of furniture I have are really heavy. So again, all my friends came and helped me, and we moved in, and it's fun decorating and putting everything and deciding where everything's going to go.
Yeah. Did you have most of that planned out before you moved in?
Of where everything was going to go? It's kind of fun to change and decide, and you have to see it when it's there and see it in the space. So I had an idea, but I changed some things around.
Now, for one of the most important questions, when's the housewarming party?
I'll send out invitations very soon.
Okay, good. Because I was at your new condo and I saw the before, so it would be fun to see what it looks like now that you've finished everything and moved your stuff in and set it up. It would be great to see.
Definitely, I'm having a housewarming party very soon. Don't you worry.
So, do you have any regrets or are you happy with how everything turned out?
No, I'm very happy. I love my new place.
Great. Congratulations again.
Thanks.
So, today we talked about the process of looking for a place, buying your own place, and then doing some renovations before you move in. And we talked about this because Harp just went through it all.
Exactly. It was quite the experience.
Okay, so don't forget to go to our website, culips.com, that's culips.com, and check out becoming a member and help support us at Culips.
Yes, and remember, we're on Facebook too, and I'll post some pictures of the before and after for my new condo.
We'll talk to you soon. Bye.
Bye, everyone.